What's going on with it, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chasing Greatness. Today, I promise to deliver a phenomenal episode for you to sit back and enjoy. Today, we're going to talk about everyday life situations and, of course, fitness topics. For those out there who wants to get in shape and be in the best shape of their life, thank you for tuning in. Sit back and enjoy, and let's get this started. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Chasing Greatness. And I did say in the past, the year 2021, that I was going to start interviewing a lot of people, good people that I know that's around my circle that can help anybody that's listening to the podcast. You go out and learn from it, whether it's big or small. Look, if you take 1 cent from the podcast, from Chasing Greatness, I feel like I've done my job. Obviously, it's free. Everything don't need to cost anything. My man, I got a special guest on here, which he's about to introduce himself right now. This is the man that I want to have on this podcast ever since I started. He's actually my boxing coach. Well, I'm a man of truth. I fell off because of COVID. We was on a right page like once a week. I told him what it was. I kept my word. COVID hit. I kind of get the business going. And we are going to, and we're going to wrap it up of setting a date when I will be contacting you again, brother. So we'll be something like next week. So we're going to get back into the swing of things with that. But needless to say, he's actually a boxing coach. He's real good. He does personal training. He does MMA as well, as long as boxing, personal training. But look, that's just me. I ain't going to tell you everything that I know about this man. I'm going to let the specialist tell you about what he does. His name is Kale. Is it Blessum?
Blessum, yep.
Blessum. I got it right. His name is Kale Blessum. Kale, introduce yourself to everybody who's listening, brother.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me. And Tony, brother, I appreciate it a lot for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to it. As you mentioned, my name is Kale Blessum. I'm the owner of Viking Muay Thai and The Wandering Warrior, LLC. Those are both my businesses. What we do, what I do is teach boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai. So any of the striking related sports that are incorporated with mixed martial arts and UFC, I don't do any of the groundwork, so Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or anything along those lines. I'll leave that to much more capable people. I prefer the striking part of it because that's just what I enjoy. But I also do some personal training and really with a heavy emphasis on wellness, long-term functional movement and health. And so that's kind of where I tie it in. You know, I'm a certified personal trainer as well as certified nutritional coach, but really just trying to hit as many things as possible to get that well-rounded wellness. But with the main focus on martial arts, that's truly my passion. And as a firm believer of the overall benefits of just everything included in the martial arts. So.
And I got to be honest. So, I mean, the times that I've trained with Kale, I got to be honest, he definitely put you through it. He's actually was training at one of the facilities that I currently train at right now. And that's what really sparked my interest in what he does. And I said to myself, you know, listen, we all have been there where we all can throw hands. Right. We all been there. And listen, everybody who's listening, you all can understand me. I try to keep it 100% majority of not all the time with everybody who's listening. And my circle, we can sit up here and kid ourselves all day long because you beat a few people up, you know, in high school, you got lucky with a KO and you think you Mayweather. Like, that ain't the case, right? And it takes a wise person to understand, to be humble, to know exactly where your strengths and weaknesses are. And for me, I knew that I do have an athletic skill, but when it comes to boxing, I'm pretty okay-ish with it. But at the same time, I knew there were techniques, striking techniques, small combo techniques that I knew that I have no clue what to do. So when I knew that, when I seen that Kale was good at what he does, what's the next man to do? Approach me and say, let me get that business card, brother. So this episode today, as always, as every episode, I try to bring, you know, knowledge, wisdom, just straight facts. And, you know, like I said, anybody who's listening, I want you all to benefit from this. So this podcast today, I basically want to touch on, like Kale said, general fitness, health and wellness, and tips and tricks along the way that you all can probably benefit from. I get it. I'm not a fan of New Year's resolutions. Kale, we had talked about that on your end, how you feel about it. But let's face it, the gym that I currently train in right now, I'm already seeing new faces. Now, that could be a good or bad thing. That's a good thing. You're getting in the gym. You know, you're getting active. You're not all scared in the basement because of COVID, which we'll talk about that too. And you're doing yourself a favor of getting out and moving. However, is it sustainable, right? So Kale, with that being said, let's just jump it off with that. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions. Is it sustainable? And if it's not sustainable, what does it start for someone to keep at their health and fitness, to stay healthy, and to keep it long term? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a great point. Great question. I think it's something very much where, like you said, you know, if you think it's all just going to happen miraculously through a New Year's resolution, you're going to jump in, you're going to go, you know, it's not likely to happen. What the biggest thing that I try to tell anybody, from a fighter to someone wanting to be fit, like, this is a long-term marathon. Like, this is your life. This is your health over long-term. You know, my firm thing is I want you to be able to move functionally at 95, 100, and be able to do all the things and look like you're still moving like you're 50 years old. That's what I'm really going for. And so with that, it's basically, like you said, it's consistency. It's starting small, setting small, realistic goals. You know, if that goal is just walking in the gym every day, like, I would rather have you walk in and do 10 minutes a day than try to go in and say, I'm going to January 1, I'm coming in, I'm going to do an hour, half that first day, I'm going to crush it. And this is how it's going to be. It's like, yeah, just like with fighting. Yeah. Everyone thinks they're going to walk in and be a champion, but that's not how it works. Like, it's, you gotta do the hard work. You gotta do the grind, and it's not always pretty. It's not always fun, but even the days that you really don't want to be there, and yep, even if you just do a little bit, are the days that matter, because that's when the routine, that's when the lifestyle sets in, and that's really where you end up with the best positive results. Yes, you know, it doesn't feel like you did much if you only do a little bit each day, but over the course of 4 or 5 weeks, if you look back, and at least you did a little bit each day versus trying one big day and then not coming in for a week, and then trying one big day and not coming in for a week, like, it you will see the results much more. Yep. With that long-term consistency.
I 100% agree with what you just said. It's funny. I felt kind of bad yesterday. I'm going to share like a little small little story with you, Kale's first time obviously telling you and everybody else. But I go and train at other locations besides the gym that I actually train my clients at. And again, I feel like that's my time to get away, right? I'm sure, Kale, you probably feel the same way. You don't need nobody to approach you talking about, you know, hey, I got a question about someone as you're trying to train. So I went to another location just yesterday, and it's this really, really small young kid, real frawny. He was with a trainer that I know. He's real cool too. The trainer left. I was leaving. Long story short, he says, man, I never seen you over here, because I never really went to the location. And I said, no, I'm just bouncing around trying to get my fitness on, you know. And then he goes to say, you know, well, he seemed like he was real down, right? So I'm like, what's up? He goes, I said, how often do you train? Is it your first time? He says, man, yeah, you know, I'm barely getting into it. 2 weeks in. I'm like, oh. And mama, I'm like, well, this guy got a long way to go, right?
Yeah.
So 2 weeks in. Okay. So I said, okay. But then that positive came out of me. I said, so that's very good. You started. I said, well, what's your weaknesses? I said, you feeling good? He says, well, the heart already, now 2 weeks, he says, well, I'm already starting to feel like it's being consistent is going to be a problem. Okay. So I took him to the side for a second, because we was in a little bit of a area where to hang coats at. So I'm like, look, the rule number one, I gave him a very good advice. Now, Kale, I want you to be brutally honest with me like I am with you and everybody else, because I feel we lack that nowadays. A lot of people tell people what they want to hear, what they need to know, right? So let me know when I get done telling this story. So I say, look, you got a job, right? He says, yeah. I say, now this is a honest to God, true story. I say, look, you know your off days this week. You know what time you have to start, right? It's something in you. You know you need to be at work. Mm-hmm. If you're a minute late, you're going to get this feeling like, oh, man, I'm going to lose my job. I got to be there, right? He says, yeah, everybody go through. I say, exactly. I say, so there's a level of fitness where some people don't level that as their job and prioritize accordingly. If we use
health and fitness, like, okay, I'm going to get there whenever I get there, or it is what it is. That's where it's not sustainable. And I told him, I say, if you treat your health and fitness, whatever your goal may be, like a job, as meaning prioritize it like that. Like, look, all right, I'm working from 9 to 5 at 5. I got to be at the gym at 7 or 6:30 or whatever. You treat that accordingly. Set your alarm clock like you would, like your job, and treat it as such. You would be more, you being consistent wouldn't even be a problem. I say, do you ever think about not being consistent at your job? You know, yeah. Because you know, after that second day of not showing, you know what time it is.
Exactly.
And he goes, you know what? And I kid you not, my right hand. He goes, you know what? I never thought about it that deep like that, as far as understanding the level of seriousness of a job or health and fitness. And I kind of cut it off. I like, look, I'm not going to get too deep into it with on you. I say, but for me, I look at health and fitness more important than a job. They can fire us any day, any time of the day. We work for ourselves, but a corporation can fire you any day. Your health and fitness will last you for life. So It really depends on where you prioritize everything. Now, with that being said, Kel, what do you think me sharing and how I prioritize that, was it too far, you think? Or do you think that was almost on the head? And I'm asking because a little bit of me was like, man, I probably went too hard with this guy. But I want your thoughts.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head, and maybe you might have even been a little too soft on him. You know, you don't want to throw that right at him at first and scare him to hell. But, you know, it's one of the things you see with, you know, I can say it at least from my point, from the fighters I train and my own fighters and my fight team, is like, yeah, everybody wants to do all this fun thing. They want to have all this fun stuff, and they want to do all these fun, crazy, you know, they see the pros, they see all these awesome techniques and everything like that. And they want to be the one punch knockout guy on ESPN and stuff like that. But let's be real, they don't see everything else behind the scenes. They don't see the grind. Like you said, Mayweather, everybody talks Mayweather, they see him throwing money around. They don't see him getting up at 4 a.m, running to the gym, correct, punching the bag over and over and over again.
Correct.
At, you know, he was notorious for leaving the club at 3 a.m, and his posse would have to go with him to the gym to train at 3 a.m. Like, yep, that's the commitment it takes. And why, you know, you might not like the person, you got to respect the athlete, and you got to respect the work that comes into it. And for anything, look at it that way. Like you said, your health is as important as your job, if not longer. What's the point of having all that money and retiring if you can't walk? You know, correct, you can't move.
Correct.
Yeah. What are you working towards? Or like, where's all that money going? Like, you know, health is the one thing, like you said, they can't take away from you. Yeah, you get in a bad hand and something can happen with your health. Absolutely. Right. But that is something that is there for you forever. Not to mention, we can talk about all the benefits of doing the work and getting the health, and then how that attributes to a better, happier lifestyle,
right,
and better, you know, better productivity at work, feeling stronger and more confident. But in the process of it, if you're thinking it's going to be fun, you know, if you're thinking it's going to be fun every day, it's not. And I hate to break it to you. Like, I had a coach who said it best, and he was like, listen, if you're having fun working out, you're really not doing it right. So, you know, you don't want to go that extreme. Yes, there will be times when you're having fun, and especially when you start to see click into place and you start to see results, you know, kind of like I tell, you know, listen, I tell my clients, you know, hate me now, appreciate me later when you see the results down the road.
Agreed.
But, you know, it's not always going to be fun. So if you're not appreciating the journey for what it is, as in,
right,
you know, staying humble and putting in the work and understanding, right, that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to be the champion. You're not going to be swollen in 2 weeks.
Right.
Then you're not going to, it's not going to work for you. Like, it takes a long-term investment. So
that, you know, again, you just said something that I want to tap into a little bit more. You mentioned that having fun, you said your coach said, if you're having fun, you're probably not doing what you need to do. I do agree with that half of the statement. And I'm sure you probably thought the same thing now, right? Because that is a little extreme. And look, here's the reason why that I say I only agree half with that. And that's because it's very difficult for an individual nowadays to stay consistent, right?
Yep.
So if they're not having fun, right, while they're training, wherever the goal may be, how long you think that's going to last, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And to give a little research on the reason why Kale, when I get done, you can also let me know if your clientele feels the same way. I'm very interested to know. But like, I would say 70% of my clientele who I get their feedback from, it's not only that they like for me to, they like me holding them accountable, but I'm hearing more and more about keeping it fun. They say they don't know, and I kid you not, I'm quoting them. They don't know what they're going to get into on a positive level or my energy base. I guess I have all type of energy sometimes. Like, I guess it's going to be medium, high. I guess it's a good thing, all right?
Yeah.
But they say they don't know where I'm going to be at that specific time. And they vibe with it very good. And little do they know, they just work. I'm working their ass off.
Yeah.
At the same time. So. I'm assuming on a business level, as a retention level on a business, yeah, you want to keep your clients as long as possible, if not for life, right?
Yeah.
So if they're having fun, you're right. I'm assuming it's a golden ticket for the entrepreneur or the business who's doing it, because your clients are having fun while they paying you to train them to get in shape or reach their goals.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, like I said, my coach took it to a bit of extreme. I think the lesson was in there and the understanding was in there. But yeah, right. You have to find a fitness regimen and fitness style that works for you, that you truly enjoy. The reason I got into Muay Thai, which is my passion, was because, you know, after I quit playing college football and I was in the real job, yeah, I knew how to lift weights. I knew how to run. I knew how to do that, but I couldn't do it every day. I couldn't do that consistently, just that every day. I needed more, and yeah, I wasn't getting it. And so I needed to find something that I was staying active with, that I was really enjoying the passion. I stumbled in, found Muay Thai and loved it. But then on the flip side of it, I realized that, okay, I got to do these weights. I got to do this cardio, even though I don't want to do it, because it's going to make me better at doing mixed martial arts. And so you start to realize those things. So yes, at the end of the day, you got to like what you do. And truly, there are so many different avenues of fitness to do. Yoga, weights, you know, whatever you want to do, martial arts, whatever it is, find something that you enjoy, but know that in that enjoyment, it's going to be a lot. You're going to have to love the work, because it's work day in, day out. You're not going to like it as much every day. Like, you know, when I'm telling you to kick the bag 500 times, you know, you're not going to like me in that, but you're going to like that next day when you go into sparring and all of a sudden you can just waylay that kick on somebody and they're like, whoa, what just happened there? Or, you know, or same thing, you're lifting weights and next thing you know, you look in the mirror, you know, or you go to the beach and someone's like, damn, look at those arms, man. You're like, yeah, okay, there we go. So yeah, I love what you do. Love it in the sense that it has to be an intrinsic, you know, drive. It has to be something that you're doing for you. Yeah. Yes, us coaches are here to make sure we can get you and push you over those levels. Yeah. But no, it's going to be a journey. It's going to be work. It's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be days. And that's really what I was trying to say at the beginning of the podcast. It's like, it's those days when you don't want to and you're getting bored. Yeah. That's when you got to go in. Those are the most important days, because it'll come back around and you'll find passion in it again, especially if it's something you really, really love. But if you quit on the days you're not doing it, then you're not getting better. You're not advancing. And so that's where you got to really find that, you know, hey, it's not going to be fun every day and it's going to be consistent. You know, try to find ways to mix it up. That's where a coach is an awesome thing to come in. That's where a trainer is an awesome thing. Cause like you said, you'll keep them on their toes and make sure they're bored. Cause we want to keep you as a client. So we'll make sure you're getting things while also making sure you're seeing the results in advance.
It's funny you said that, cause just yesterday, I kid you not, just yesterday, it was a busy day. Started like at 5:30 in the morning. I didn't leave the gym till about 3 PM. Okay. No joke. And that was the day that it fell on my training day. Okay. And if I didn't go to the gym, I wouldn't meet this guy, this kid that I was just telling you about right now. But I pulled up. First off, I left the gym. I said to myself, man, I really feel like going home. Like, I'm exhausted, right? And anybody know, any of my trainers out there who listen, you know, if you have a full day like that, you're pretty much burnt out putting in 6-7 hours like that of consistently hour on top of an hour client. And I got up the discipline. I walked to the gym. Even when I got to the gym, I'm like, dude, just pull off and go home. You're not going to give it. You know, the demons start to talk, right? Not going to give it your all. You're going to be weak. You're going to collapse. You know, all this stuff that plays into our mentality, right? Mm-hmm. And right when I said that, I just got out of the car, man. Yeah. I got out of the car like a psychopath, grabbed the book bag. I didn't even grab the gym bag. I just went on in the gym. I got the book bag like I'm going to work again, right? And I just went in there, and that was one of the best. And I kid you not, that's one of the best workouts that I've had. I'm sore as I don't know what today because of it. And looking back on it, to your point, I am very glad that I actually went and got that discipline and go and went. And to your point, yeah, it wasn't sunshine and rainbows going to the gym. I wasn't thinking about how awesome this PR is going to be when I go to the gym. I'm 2 minutes from going home. To your point, you're right. You know, there's going to be many days that, you know, you're not going to feel like doing it. And those are the days that really count. But, Kay, a lot of my listeners, they pretty much know what I bring to the table. They already know I'm a personal trainer in Chicago, online, offline, all that good stuff. But, you know, I want everybody to learn more, a little bit more about you. What do you think your strengths is in your business, and what are your weaknesses?
Oh, strengths and weaknesses. I would like to say my strengths are, especially for the industry of martial arts that I'm in, I think there is such a taboo and a little bit of nervousness and fear to get, you know, everybody kind of wants to box, or maybe thought about boxing, or thought about kickboxing, or maybe thought about taking a martial art either for self-defense reasons or, you know, just any kind of fitness reasons, or maybe just wanted to learn over time. You know, a lot of us guys growing up, and I always wanted to learn how to throw. I just didn't throw hands or kick or do something like that. In rural Iowa, where I grew up, there was no boxing gym. There's no mixed martial. There was no Muay. I didn't know what Muay Thai was. So, you know, it's something where, you know, just you didn't have those opportunities, but you always wanted to learn. On the flip side of it, though, you always kind of have that back of the mind of, oh, man, it's just a bunch of meatheads trying to rip people's faces off and these monsters in there. And yeah. And so you always have that bit of taboo. And, you know, myself included, I was like, oh, it's just, you know, there's just knuckleheads trying to kill each other. But then when you get in and you learn about it, and you learn about the true art forms and just the amazing benefits of, you know, training and both mentally and physically, you know, and we can go down the rabbit hole of all the benefits a little bit later, but you start to see that this is really, really, you know, it's an art for a reason. It's scientific. There's so many things you can learn and grow upon. And so at least for my, as a strength, I want to try to show people that it is way more accessible than you think it is. And I think, you know, I tell everybody, anyone can do this. Anyone can walk in the gym and box. I don't think they said they can. I don't care who you are. I don't care what background you come from. You can box. You can kickbox. You can do all these things. Will you be a champion? Maybe not, but you can learn the skills. And these skills are something that it's such a good skill to learn. Like you said.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. Yeah. You just said something, brother. You just said something. You know, like I said, I keep it real on Chasing Greatness. Now, look. Everybody may not be the champion. I mean, of course you want to be the champion. You know, you think we're going to get into boxing to be some local guy at a bar? Absolutely not. You know, I'm totally kidding. But yeah, I definitely hear what you're saying. Keep going.
Oh, trust me, man. Like that, how many young fighters I got to break that, you know, not that they can't be champions, but they think they're champions stepping in the door. And I'm like, little do you know, you don't get to be the champion unless you have to do a lot of hard work, and you got to earn that champion. Like that comes with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, my friend. Agreed. And so, agreed. You know, especially for us males and the male ego, that's a hard pill to swallow up front. It's very, very much. That's a thing. You got to learn humility in the sport, because, and that's why I love it though. You know, all these mixed martial arts, because, you know, every time I get to a new level in any of the martial arts I'm doing, all of a sudden it opens my eyes to another deeper level, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I'm starting to learn. It's like, you know, playing chess. And I know we've talked about it in our trainings, man. It's like, you learn how to move the chess pieces. Or you look at a chessboard, if you don't know what you're doing, you're like, what are these guys doing? How are they playing? Right. I know it's so, something I'm supposed to do with some high level intelligent thing, but I don't know what's going on. So the first thing when you're learning, you learn how to move the pieces. You learn what each piece does, right? And that's with learning how to punch and learning how to kick and learning these things, learning how to defend. And then from there, once you turn that, then you start playing, you start sparring, you start trying to put it together. And that's when you start, all right, I'm doing a move here. Does this move work? And then usually you start off, that's, I do a move, he does a move, I do a move, it doesn't really matter. We're just going to keep punching each other back and forth and go right here and there. And again, I will say that you don't, just because you learn the martial art, you don't ever have to spar. Please, I want people not to be scared away. Not all my clients are coming in, getting punched in the face day one. That's only if you want to get in the ring and spar. The tools I want to give you are tools, you know, on a fitness level, but also on a self-defense level. These are skills that it's something where I would rather have you be the warrior in the garden and then the gardener in the war, right? And especially in these crazy times going on right now, you know, you want to be able to know that you can at least take care of yourself if something comes in, and that's what it should be, right? And with that comes the confidence to know you can walk into places and feel a lot more secure. And you know, I know we're going down a different path here, but I think with that confidence comes a lot more calmness throughout life. And I think a lot of what's going on in society today is from a place of fear and nervousness and scared of the future. And just that little bit of being able to know personally that you can take care of yourself in a physical situation helps you in a lot of ways in life. It helps you walk into, you know, feel a lot more confidence. It helps you walk in the door.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with lifted weights, man. It's the thing is that when you're big and swole, people don't mess with you as much. And same thing, you know, if you know how to handle yourself, they won't ever tempt you. And I don't want you to go out and pick and fights, but I want you to know that you have the confidence to come in there and take care of yourself. And with that confidence just opens so many more doors to positivity.
It really does. That was one of the things that I came to mind that I had that I wanted to talk about more was this a confidence, the world that unfortunately had become. You know, I just released my last podcast, and if anybody don't know, go check it out. It's basically titled "What We All Need to Do," what we've learned in 2020. What can we apply these principles in 2021? And I don't know how you feel about this, Kale, but I'm gonna be very honest. 2020. I don't think if I can go back in time and change it, I don't think I will literally go back and change it. I really wouldn't, because unfortunately I know a lot of loved ones have passed away due to the virus that's going on right now. I do understand that. And I don't wish death on no one. Right. But on the flip side, instead of looking at it on a negative standpoint, like a lot of us do each and every day, I'm looking at it on a positive side. What did it do to really make a difference in the future? And for me, and I'm only, and I say this all the time on a podcast, I only like to talk about what I experienced, because no teacher knows more than experience, right? So for me, 2020, you know, and I want to hear a little bit more about what it has, how did 2020 strengthen you? But for me, 2020 opened up eyes to me and exposed some weaknesses that I had knew nothing about, because I was always on the train going, right? But, you know, in March, when we all had to slow down, actually not slow down, stop immediately, it had me forced to think where I was at and was shown my weaknesses. And I'm currently working on that right now. For example, I always talked about this, meditation. You know, I've never meditated in my life. In fact, if somebody would say, hey, go meditate, I would look at them like they were crazy. Like, what are you talking about? Now that I do it, basically almost on a consistent basis, I understand my mind has slowed down and not think about, you know, F-E-H-G when I'm just on A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me calm down a little bit more now to realize my next move should be the right move. How many of us always coming and going and we look back like, man, that was a horrible mistake. one of the reasons why I think because we always on a go and we think we know it all, right? And when we make that into life hits, it's like, no, you need to calm down, brother. That ain't, you know, kind of like what you were saying. You want to get in the ring and be the champion first. Well, you put a rookie against a champion, you're going to realize very quickly, like, this is not where you're at right now. So 2020 for me, like I said, opened my eyes of slowing down, not a little bit, a lot. Move at your pace. Make sure your right moves is the best moves. And just meditating, understanding, taking care of your body before you jump out into the world so quickly to help others. Because what is good of you helping others when you're not at 100% or operating at 100%?
Oh, man, and you hit the nail on the head on just, yeah, I think the slow down was the biggest thing for me of, you know, I didn't want to be out of work and I didn't want to have to be stuck in a situation. But in that month when you're out of work, you start to realize a couple of things. Like you said, one, that I was working way too much. I was working from 6 a.m. to 9, 10 p.m. every night. You know, I didn't, and I was missing out on some of the most important things in life. You know, see? I wasn't getting to spend as much time with my wife. Yeah. I rarely saw my siblings and my friends, you know, and yeah, I was, and it didn't feel like it was a problem at the time because
you was working.
I was working. I liked what I was doing. And, you know, I'm in the fortunate situation that I work for myself and I truly love what I do. Yeah. But at the same time, that's still too much, you know, and I'm like, yeah, why am I doing that much? And then also, yeah, and letting a lot of things personally slide to the side. My own training, you know, it's like I said, if you can find time to get in training yourself, like, you know, after 8 hours of working straight and talking to people and pushing them and being on point the whole time, and then try to go do your own workout, man. Ooh. I'll tell you, like, I wasn't as good as I should have been on it, you know?
Yeah.
So you start to reevaluate those things. And like you said, with the meditation, you know, that's been a big thing I've been doing the last couple years.
Good.
And
okay,
I was in the same boat as you, my friend. It was, yeah, very much a, I was, you know, I was always kind of hesitant of it. It was always this new, yep, age kind of, you know, granola looking thing. But on that flip side, you know, now that I found it, I yep, tell everybody, you got to do this, man.
Yes,
you know, focus, you know, it's brain health, just like it's body,
right,
health. Like you can't,
right,
do one and the other. And for so long, some people think one or the other,
yep,
like, no, this is what's going to make you focused and razor sharp and,
right,
and take your time and help your brain heal. You know, and even for me to start it off, for martial arts, you know, and Muay Thai, when I was training, it was one of the few times where I truly had that feeling, that until I knew what it was in meditation, of that presence and being focused and present and mindful. It was really the only time I could ever experience in my life. You know, I tell people, it's like when you're training and sparring, if you know, you can't think about your bills and your future, if you're about to get punched in the face, it's just not going to happen, man. You,
right,
got to be completely present. You know, I know a lot of people call it flow state and stuff like that. Now that's the, yep, big catchword, but yeah, it's very much that similar way. And learning to get into those states of presentness, slowing,
right,
down, being really focused. That's a big thing that I hope people take from 2020. You know, I hope they,
sure,
start to realize that some of the silver linings of the year, you know, being, you know, truly appreciating others and being around others, truly being to get out and keep yourself healthy, all these different side things that you need to take care of, that when we're, especially us as Americans,
yes,
are so focused on work. You know, I have the benefit of being married to a South African, and you know, her big thing is like, you guys work so much harder. Like, why,
yeah,
do you work? Like, you live to work and you,
yeah,
don't work to live, and,
yeah,
you're not taking care of yourselves. So you're not spending,
yeah,
time with family. You're not doing these things. And these are all just as important as the work. And so I hope that 2020 shows that to everybody, of like, all right, you,
yeah,
can slow this pace down. There are other more important things in life than just the work. You know, the mind, the body, everything's,
yes,
got to go together in order to create happiness. Otherwise, you know, look at the state of our society. We've got a majority of people on some kind of antidepressant, on all these different,
correct,
crazy things. It's like, yeah, it's because you're not doing all the things that human beings,
correct,
are supposed to do. We're supposed to,
correct,
move. We're,
correct,
supposed to be quiet. You know, we're not having things bouncing. You're not looking at social media all the time.
Yes,
we're,
sir,
supposed to be social. We're supposed to be hanging out with people. We're supposed to have society. And like, you're missing all the major cues right now.
Yes.
So no wonder we're all depressed and sad. Like, man, you're not,
yes,
doing,
sir,
the things that make you a human being. So,
yes,
go,
sir,
do them.
Preach, my brother. Preach.
Yeah.
Preach. I mean, you see? See, I knew I was going to have you on this podcast for a reason, man. You're speaking my language. And that's That's what it is. I mean, how many people you know, and yes, people who's listening, that, you know, mental health is part of the training. That's part of physical fitness. That's part of everything. Whether you want to lift weights, box, MMA, this is, everybody should know by now. And if you don't, I kick it off, Kale, you can finish it. You know, the number one rule in any boxing match, and I'm no professional boxer at all, but even I know this much when it comes to boxing, it's all mental. This is why Mike Tyson, for example, already defeated his opponent before he even laid a hand on him, because he defeated them mentally. Muhammad Ali, all of them, you know. So if you got unfortunately a weak mind, and that goes with the weights too. How many people, they lift this lot of weight up because they see other people doing it and they fail before they even try because they already talked themselves out of it. You know, the brain is no matter what you want to do in life, the brain, it rules first. I know it's something that is nothing physical that we can see, like a bicep or a quad sweep, right? But it literally can rule where you're at and where you're going to be going. So to your point and to what I said earlier, if you treat that how it's supposed to be treated, slowing down, get off of social media every 5 seconds, you know, stop worrying about what Kale is doing. Stop worrying about what Tony is doing. Stop and focus in your own lane. We all would be surprised on how well our mentality and what will open up in our minds once you free and unlock these locked doors. And I'm not talking about antidepressants or something to suppress the situation. You know, like this may come off weird, but I look forward to full moons now. Okay. And how weird does that sound? I do. Why? That's just the natural state of calmness, you know? And this may sound quirky to some people, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, if people see me post and say, I've gotten this completed, or I've got in contact with this company and they want to do business or whatever, it comes from somewhere. And if my mind wasn't right to even attempt to go down this road, I wouldn't be sharing these things of what I accomplished or things like that. You will probably be seeing a video with me recording saying, yeah, I'm in bed. I'm lazy today. I don't feel good today. Right. So which one you rather want to have or see?
Yeah.
Right. So to wrap it all up, Kale, my brother, I definitely appreciate you from coming on Chasing Greatness, and you're going to end the podcast with a little bit more about, you know, where I want people, if they're in Chicagoland area or if you do things online, things like that, where they can find you at. I want you to plug in your social media, your handles, so they know where to find you at. If you're looking for some MMA boxing, either PT or MMA, whatever, you know, let everybody know where they can find you at and everything else.
Absolutely, Tony, and thanks so much for having me, man. This has been a great start to the year. You know, it makes my day, and I'm we love this stuff. We love what we do, and I'll talk your ear off. So whenever you want to do this, send me on, and I'll do more of them.
Wait, before you say it, just so you know, this ain't the last time you're gonna be on this podcast.
Okay, okay.
So I'm letting everybody know that right now through the gate, there will be a part two to this. But into the meantime, go ahead, Kale.
All right, man. Thanks. And yeah, if anyone's interested, again, my company is Viking Muay Thai. You can find that at www.vikingmuaythai.com is the website. Otherwise, I train out of Strong Hands Gym up in Lakeview area on Irving Park in Broadway, as well as bouncing all over the city for personal training. I'm online if you want to check me out on Instagram at Viking Muay Thai as well. And yeah, if it was, just hit me up and I would love to chat your ear off. If you're interested in the martial arts of any kind or personal training, that's what I'm here for. I'm happy to do so.
And I got to say right now for you all, it's kind of, cause we've done this, you know, I'm on another level of mentality. Cause when it comes to fitness, it's a no brainer now. So I know how someone would think when it comes to people plugging in their hashtags is validation. Here's the validation. I just told everybody before this, he's my boxing coach, okay? And I'm not looking to go anywhere else for boxing, okay? Because Kale is good at what he does. And some of you may say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, for one, I got to say, for me, when I first started, he knows, just like myself and training my clients, he knows what level you on, and he scale it from there. So if he sees where you at strongly, where your strong points or weak points, he'll take you through your weak points, but gradually bring you up to another level slowly but surely, instead of just throwing you into the wolves. And with that, you'll feel good in training and look forward to go back for more. So, Kale, I really appreciate you coming on to Chasing Greatness, brother, and that's what it's all about. Until next time, please check out my man, all of his Instagram. Check him out. If you don't do no business with him, at least check him out. He has videos, professional videos on his Instagram. Do you have a Facebook too as well?
I do have Viking Muay Thai as well. Okay. I have that on Facebook. You can check that out. My apologies, guys. I'm not the best at either one, Instagram or Facebook, but I will do my best to get things up there. It's been a pretty stagnant over the COVID, just because I figure there's not a lot to post during it, but yeah, I'll try to get back up there and do a little bit more. But yeah, happy to chat about it. Check it out.
Perfect.
We'd love to hear from everybody. So,
well, I'm sure you got videos on there that they can get an idea, a glimpse of what you're capable of.
There's enough in there that they can get a good understanding. So,
perfect. Kale, I definitely appreciate my brother. Until next time, stay blessed up, my brother.
Take care, Tony. Great to hear from you, man. Thank you.